And there you have it. Sitka Jazz Festival is officially opens today, and we are extremely fortunate to have in the studio this morning Mr. Tom Scott. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Thanks very much for finding your way down here unaccompanied. Your first time in Sitka, you managed to get here.
I did. Well, I had some help. I had a very nice lady pick me up as I was drifting around lost, going the wrong way on Lincoln Street. And
it's happened before.
Okay.
Yeah. Drifting around is a very good term, yes. Hey, I don't know where to start. You have such an impressive resume. So I'll just read a few things here so folks can get a little bit of an idea. You're a three-time Grammy Award winner with 14 nominations.
Correct.
29 solo recordings. You play saxophone. That's probably not the only thing you play, I'm guessing.
No.
We'll hopefully get to hear a little bit of that later. And you have scoring credits. You've done work for all sorts of folks like the Grateful Dead, McCartney, George Harrison, Pink Floyd, the Blues Brothers. You're part of the Blues Brothers?
I was part of the original Blues Brothers, yes.
Man, what have not you done?
Well, I've had a great run, and a large part of it was due to the fact that I was born into a musical family, and we lived in one of the music meccas of the United States, Los Angeles. My father, it was himself a excellent composer of music for films and television. He wrote much of the background music for shows like Dragnet, Wagon Train, Laramie, Twilight Zone, and for its last 10 years, for its last 10 year, 12 years on the air, Lassie wrote all the background music for Lassie.
Oh, you're singing my song. That was your dad?
Yeah.
That's really cool. And so you must have grown up with people coming and going. And
I did. I mean, I'm wonderful instrumentalists and singers, and even a few actors here and there of that era, you know, were kind of regulars of my house.
Oh my gosh! Like, who's the coolest person that you met as a kid?
Well, one of the persons that I adored, because I was a kind of a science fiction movie, as so many young kids are. If you remember the original The Thing with Kenneth Toby was the star of The Thing. James Arness who was later in Gunsmoke, was actually The Thing himself, but. Ken was a dear friend of my parents and was around a lot. He was a good one.
Oh my gosh! So how did you come to did you start out with the saxophone, or what?
No,
what route did you go?
Right, I think it was about the fourth or fifth grade. A lady came to my class, my elementary school class, and said, "Look, we have a bunch of instruments for rent. We're forming an orchestra here for the first time, and we'll rehearse if you want to be in it, you can get out of class. Basically, you can get out of class every Wednesday morning for a few hours." Well, that sounded good. And I was sort of interested in toying with the idea anyway. So they had all instruments available, and I sat with my dad and talked it over. And he, of course, being very knowledgeable about such things, he says, "Well, son, if you start on the clarinet and you might want to migrate to the saxophone later on, it'll give you the skill you need to do that." So I rented a metal clarinet. I think it was $5 for the entire semester in 1950.
Whatever.
Yeah, whatever it was. I was about 10, I guess.
Yeah.
And really took a liking to it. My father then bought me a Benny Goodman record, a famous 1938 Carnegie Hall jazz concert. And I wore it out. I just wore it out. I loved it. I would in fact, sit with my phonograph and put just a little snippet of one of the tunes on with Benny Goodman playing a solo. You know, he'd go, but it loop, 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 take the needle off, put it back, take the clarinet. Da, da, da,
really? Oh,
yeah,
my gosh.
Pick the notes out one at a time and then write them down on paper. I was kind of, you know what I usually tell people, that I don't think, in my case, I don't think I chose music. I think music chose me. It was just something that I kind of had to do.
Yeah. Sort of like writers write and musicians play.
Yes, yes. I don't know why. I have no idea. But it's certainly been a great source of joy. And, hey, knock on wood, you know, income. I mean, it's if it hadn't been a profitable thing, that wouldn't make any difference. That wouldn't diminish my love for music one iota.
So you play mostly jazz. Is that correct?
I would say, although, as far as in the business, I do a lot of things. I'm in fact, I just played on the new Aerosmith record. I wrote four or five arrangements, horn arrangements for that. But I would say between pop and R&B and jazz, it's somewhere in the mm-hmm. I lie somewhere in that area.
And you also do a lot of production and studio production.
I do actually
composing.
I do some composing. I just produced the first CD that I've basically did all the accompanying parts myself for a young girl who plays. I heard her over in Hawaii. She's 23 years old. Brittany Paiva is her name. She's an amazing ukulele player. I mean, just she sat in with my band and just I was stunned at how good she was. And so
now there's an instrument that's made a resurgence.
Big time. That's true.
At least in the stateside here.
No, it has. In Asia, big over in Asia, big a lot of places. And she just plays it so beautifully. So we did a record with some R&B, some jazz, some even a classical piece, a Pavane by Eric Satie.
Ooh.
So we
that must have been really fun.
It was delightful.
Well, you're going to be working with a lot of young people here, right? Are you doing some of the workshops?
I sure am. And, I'll be anxious to see what they have to, what they want to know. There are no secrets in this business or in how to improvise or how to, better your musical abilities. So I'll be happy to share anything they want to know.
Well, I'm sure that they're really looking forward to having your expertise. But there's pretty good chops at that school. These school kids are pretty good around here.
I have yet to really experience the festival because I just got here, but I am blown away at the focus on music here in Sitka. It is truly a gratifying thing to know that there is still some bastions of artistic caring.
There's a lot of great music in this
town. That's great.
And, we're all looking forward to this festival, of course. And I know that there's been a lot of preparation and getting everybody ready and getting everybody off the jets. Now you started out, it says here on Wikipedia, that you began your professional career in an ensemble called Neoteric Trio?
Well, yeah. If you mean money making, it wouldn't qualify as professional. It was a group of two of my high school buddies. In those days, the Hollywood Bowl Battle of the Bands was a big annual summer deal sponsored by the Los Angeles County Department of Recreation and Parks.
Uh-huh.
It was sort of an elimination kind of process, sort of like the American Idol of its day, if I may inject that analogy. I was in winning bands that won the championship twice in that thing. And it didn't pay anything, but it certainly was a very prestigious thing to have done it at the age of 16, 17, right in there.
And then before we open the mics, you were talking about how you sort of got further into your career as a young guy looking at maybe going to Vietnam.
Yes. Well, what happened was I was planning to, I thought I would get maybe a music degree, have something, as they say, to fall back on if things didn't work out for my...
Your parents maybe suggesting this for you?
Perhaps. And although they were very good, they were very sweet, were very supportive. But in 1966, when I graduated from high school, of course, the Vietnam War was kind of at its peak. And they hadn't even instituted that ping pong ball system or that, random number mm-hmm. thing. If you didn't have some debilitating disease or psychotic disturbance or
Group W bench kind of thing.
Sort of thing or carrying a full load, I think a minimum of 12 units was or 14 college units, you were out of here, And so I joined, I was approached by a band based in Van Nuys in the Air National Guard. There was, I don't think it's there anymore, but a base that was sending supplies to Vietnam almost around the clock. But they had one of their divisions was a band. And that band had some of the greatest young players. Everybody, of course, was clamoring to get in this thing so they wouldn't have to deal with the threat of active duty in the jungles of Vietnam. So I joined that. And It was hard to plan my life at that point because they were going to send me to basic training, but they couldn't because they were too crowded with active duty Air Force. So I sort of languished. I took a couple of college classes at what they call Northridge, CSUN. It's California State University, Northridge. And then USC, I went there for a couple of semesters, but I started to work.
Uh-huh.
And I had to ask myself that question: Do I want to say no when people are offering to pay me money
to play to make music? The thing I love.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And it was hard to resist. And I've, as they say, I've never looked back.
All right. Well, I'm going to just pot up a little Sonny Stitz here and see if your sax has shown up yet.
I believe it has.
All right. Stay tuned, everybody. 8:30 on the nose. We'll have a few minutes here with Tom Scott on his saxophone. Morning saxophone here while we wait for our guest Tom Scott to stick his reed in his sax here and play a few tunes for us before we rejoin National Public Radio's Morning Edition, kicking off the Sitka Jazz Festival. 31 minutes past the hour. And we've got a forecast of rain likely today with highs around 43, currently 39 degrees. Stay with us. If you're just joining us, we're live in the studio with Tom Scott on his alto sax. And if you aren't awake now, well, if you weren't awake then before that, now you're awake. Tom Scott, just one of the fine performers in town for the Sitka Jazz Festival. He'll be doing some workshopping up at the schools. And if you see a guy wandering around downtown Sitka asking where things are, and he looks like he might be from out of town.
It could be me.
It could be you. Hey, thanks very much for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
It's great
so
having
very
you.
Much.
Look
My
forward
pleasure.
To hearing you play.
Thanks.
All right. Have a great day.
Okay, you too.